Top of the news this Wednesday evening, a series of explosions set off by a car bomb attack today killed 10 people in Yemen. Six of the attackers also died in the incident. Philippa Hitchin has this report.
A car bomb set off a series of explosions outside the heavily fortified U.S. embassy in Yemen on Wednesday, killing over a dozen people. The U.S. State Department pulled all non-essential staff out of the U.S. embassy in Yemen in April, following a mortar attack which narrowly missed the compound, injuring more than a dozen girls at a nearby school. U.S. Embassy spokesman Ryan Glihar explains.
For just over the last five months, we were on what's called order departure status, where our non-essential diplomats and family members were evacuated from Yemen. Our non-essential diplomats just returned a little bit over 3 or 4 weeks ago.
A group calling itself Islamic Jihad in Yemen claimed responsibility for the bombing and threatened attacks on other embassies, including those of Britain, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. It had threatened in a previous statement on Tuesday to launch a series of attacks unless the Yemeni government met its demands for the release of several members from jail. Yemen Observer reporter Zaid Al-Laya says that al-Qaeda-linked groups have threatened retaliation for U.S. actions in the region.
What happened when a guy from al-Qaeda was killed, called Hamza al-Qaeda in Hadramaut, when al-Qaeda threatened that they will attack some foreign interest here in the country?
The Yemeni government joined the U.S.-led war against terrorism following the September 11th attacks on U.S. cities in 2001. It has jailed dozens of militants in connection with bombings of Western targets and clashes with authorities. But its often lawless interior still serves as a haven for Islamic militants. I'm Philippa Hitchin.